It's 1968. It may be my birthday. We step out of a matinee showing and stand in the darkness of the January mid-afternoon, my father and I, outside the Ambassador Cinema on O'Connell Street, where we've seen a film together, a film called Zulu, with my new crush, Michael Caine. Now, it must be my birthday, because this is the only time we'll ever see a film together. The two of us, man and boy, without siblings, without chaperones, without the comfort of others, in a timid giddiness, our lips all orange from ice pop. We stand where Parnell's pointing angrily to the maternity hospital on my right-hand side, and he tells me that in there, in a rotund space full of rotund women, somebody's being born as he speaks. While over there, on my left-hand side, in Jervis Street, somebody's dying as he says so. And in between there's an old Jew in umpteen jumpers and jackets brandishing a German Leica camera and pretending to take pictures of the passers-by. Flash, flash, flashes of light. The synthesis of photons. This may be the beatific vision, my father tells me, or it may be just a hallucination. The Hindus whom he teaches in the Royal College of Surgeons might be right after all. The Christians may be wrong in the end. And then again, it may only be a dream, a reverie, rapid eye movement. Blink, blink, blank. But it's never a nightmare, he says. It's always worth imagining. And we walk back to the car, to the old Chevrolet with the child's seat in the front cockpit between the parents, that's parked in the Protestant hospital, even though we are Catholics, who fast from midnight and eat bird's-eye fish fingers on Fridays. What will happen when I die? I ask him as he opens the door. God knows, he says. And what will happen when you die? I ask. He tells me as he slams it shut, God knows that as well.